Other organizations holding Pride-related events include the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, and we are joined here in the studio by Anna Richards, who heads up the local chapter. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing good. So what's on tap for the month of June?
Well, first of all, we're celebrating Pride Month all month. Going to carry that banner on our newsletter all month, beginning tomorrow. And really just want to lift up both the struggle, the resilience of the LGBTQ community. We're having an event I'm really excited about on Sunday, June 23rd at the Chapel Hill Public Library from 3 to 5. And we're going to start off with a little bit of a historical perspective, very short, just to kick the 2 hours off, and talk a little bit about the relationship between Bayard Rustin and Chapel Hill. So I don't know, many folks may or may not be aware that and he was arrested here in 1947 as part of the original Freedom Rides.
Go back for a second and tell us about Bayard Rustin for people who don't know, because he's a significant figure, but doesn't get a lot of discussion.
He is a significant figure in a couple different areas. Mm-hmm. So he was a major organizer. Many people say the brains behind the March on Washington. He was the logistical expert. He was a mentor to Martin Luther King. He was one of the founders of the labor movement in terms of equal opportunity within that movement. So he was a man of great stature in the civil rights and social justice movements, and he was also a gay man in a time when that was dangerous to your life, really. Mm-hmm. And he lived in New York, but participated in these original Freedom Rides back in the 40s and continued his activism until his death in the 80s. And so he... there's lots of folklore about him. He was kind of a man of all ages. He was a musician. He was a poet. He was an author. In addition to being a civil rights and just social justice activist, it's said that one of the reasons we don't know that much about him, and one of the reasons he was always kind of in the background, was because of his sexual orientation. Mm-hmm. And growing up in a time where many people were homophobic, and many people felt that he could not be out in the forefront. And I one rumor, one story that's often told is about he was told, and Martin Luther King was told, that if you put him out front, we're going to start a rumor that the two of you are having an affair, and that would kill your career, Martin. And so, he stepped back and worked on this purpose, which was really to promote social justice across the country. And he is now getting more recognition, I think. People are more aware of him. So we're going to talk about his time here in Chapel Hill. And those Freedom Rides, one unique thing was they were organized purposefully with four white men and four African Americans. We know at least two of the eight were gay men. And it was a time when they were threatened by the Ku Klux Klan here in Chapel Hill, and really protected by some of the ministers here in the community. We're going to show a short film, then after the historical perspective on the life of Bayard Rustin, and follow that up with a panel discussion. Really three questions we want to explore. The first one is kind of what's changed over the course of not just from the Stonewall riots of the of of the 60s and 70s, that era, but also back to the 40s, and looking at when, you know, even an intellectual giant and a personal giant of a man had to live in the shadows because of his sexual orientation. So what's changed, and then what challenges still exist? Finally, talking about what are the opportunities that we have here in our community to build bridges. You know, the NAACP, our vision and our mission is really to have equality for all people. So if you're human, whatever shape, form that takes, we really are committed to all persons having the opportunity to live their true selves. Mm-hmm. And so for us, this is not a at all deviating from our mission to acknowledge this community as part of the human community. And so that's what we're going to be doing throughout the month of June.
I was gonna bring this up in the context of HK on J rallies as well, because I've been to those, and it really strikes me just how ecumenical it is, right? Mm-hmm. You've got people who are marching for civil rights, who are marching for voting rights, mm-hmm. and things healthcare, like that. You have healthcare and
labor, 15
women's rights,
yes.
gay rights.
Yes.
I mean, it's the entire gamut, and it's exactly what you said. It's mm-hmm. equality for everyone. It's
right.
fighting oppression everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So one of the famous quotes that Bayard Rustin himself had is that we have to join in the struggles for all people.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of it, I think even now, as some things have started to change, we still face some really horrible statistics when you look at what transgender people are going mm-hmm. through right now. Some of the bans and the things that have been rolled back under the current administration, the protections under civil rights law have been rolled back, the military ban, the increase in hate crimes against people of various sexual orientations. And so we've come a long way, but the reality is we still have a long way to go. And in some respects, over the last 3 years, we've gone backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it'll be a conversation. One of the things I'll mention, too, is that we're thinking that we're going to have this as part one of a conversation and take it up again in October during
National Coming Out Day? Yeah, on October 11th.
It's October 11th. We may not have it that day, but around that theme later in the month. This is an issue, you can't cover everything in 2 hours. And also, if we're making an opening to expand our mission in locally, then we want to be able to say, hey, we're going to continue this conversation. It's just not a one-off.
Yep, absolutely. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information about that event and other upcoming events as well. Speaking with Donna Richards, other things that people ought to know about?
Well, we just announced our scholarship winners. So, you know, we talked about our scholarship campaign here on the radio, mm-hmm. and we have 6 outstanding students.
Awesome.
Who were awarded $1,000 scholarships by the branch. So we'd like to thank the community. A lot of people out there supported us, and all of the funds that we raised through our various fundraising efforts went into our scholarship fund. In addition, we have 4 students that won $1,000 last year who are continuing their matriculation, and we're continuing to support them at a lesser amount, but we hope to be able to support them throughout the 4 years as well as these 6. So big thank you to the community for the support that we got there, and if you want to see pictures and bios of those folks, go out to our website, Chapel Hill Carborough and NAACP.com. pridemonth.com, and we should have those photos should be out there today, I think.
That's terrific news, and congratulations to all of them. Honor Richards, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.